still the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening, all my Caribbean radio show listeners. Good evening. Welcome to the Jamaica Vibes Show. Thanks so very much for your support. And my Jamaica, thank you so much. We need each other now more than ever. We need each other. We need to take this pandemic so very serious. We need to start preparing ourselves, you know, people. We need to, because guess what? Going forward, we need to start to educate the younger generations and our next generation and the next, because guess what? Health professionals are really needed. They're badly needed. Look at what is happening here now at home in Jamaica. Look at what is happening abroad. You realize that we're all in one boat and everybody has to stand together, united, but at the same time, we're in a world where each country has to look out for themselves, because with all of this, the borders being closed and the lockdown, we have to look out for each other. You know, we need to encourage our children and our children's children to think about becoming doctors and nurses, phlebotomists, all of etc. You know, they're in high demand. And guess what? In light of what is happening globally, we really need to encourage our youngsters to look at this. let us help PALS. There's an association, PALS, to train 100 young health professionals, 100 health professionals. By doing that, you can go to crsradio.com, the group page, or you can go to my page and make a pledge. Make a pledge, people. This will enable us to keep our nation intact. We don't have to worry about anything where health is concerned, because you realize that things like this will happen in the future. This has not been the first pandemic, thing. This has not been the first, and it won't be the last. 101 years ago, when they had the influenza outbreak, we had a major, major problem then. I see my lines are lighting up. Let me go to the lines. Good evening, caller. Press 1 if you want to talk. Good evening. You're live on CRS Radio. Press 1 if you want to talk. Yes, as I was saying, can you hear me? Press 1 if you want to talk, caller. Good evening. Anyway, as I was saying about the pandemic, it's so real, people. And we really, really, really need to get a hold of what's going on. We really, really need to get a hold of what's going on and take this thing seriously. I have a call on the line. Press 1 on your dial pad if you want to speak to me. Welcome to
the
Carmen Radio Show. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear you. What's happening?
Same here. I don't know. I just think the Jamaican people are not taking it that serious.
Huh. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Okay, good. Good to hear you. Good to hear you. Good to hear you. You're alive. From your accent, I know you're Jamaican. I know you're Jamaican from your accent, okay?
Constant. It's Andrea.
Yes. It's Andrea. How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
I know. You sound good.
Trying to keep safe. Based on the stuff that I've been seeing on Facebook, I don't think we as a Jamaican people, I don't think they're taking it serious. And I understand that some people, everybody has to work in order to survive. But
Right.
At the same time, everybody go out there and you get infected, you carry it home, and by the time you're queen, there's nobody in your family because everybody's infected. You can't afford healthcare, or the hospital's too full, they can't manage, and it's just a downhill from there.
Yes, and they don't realize it. I don't know if you saw anything about our lockdown recently in St. Catherine. I think I'm wondering if it's a lack of knowledge or literacy or what. I'd hate to say it, but people are running scared. They're running from an unseen enemy. You can't see this thing here, and you're running to go where? You just have to take the measures that you're being taught to take. This thing seriously.
Yeah.
Sanitize, and you have your mask, your cover up. Do the test,
right?
Because who are the dangerous ones? Those persons who are walking around and they don't know that they're carrying the virus, taking the virus around with them and infecting other persons. And it would appear as if we are now at community spread. It's frightening.
Yeah.
Really, really frightening.
I think the Prime Minister is doing a good job.
Yeah,
Christopher Tufton. But we as a people, we have to do our part. And I know Jamaica has the mentality of saying that, when things not going according to plan or whatever, they blame whoever is in party or whatever. But you can't blame the party. It's us as
sad.
A people. We have to come together. It's out of many one
sad.
People. We have to behave like we're just one. No. And, stop being selfish and think of your loved ones at home, your grandparents, your young baby, anybody, because no one is immune to this disease, this virus.
No one
is immune.
Yeah. Whatever affects one person, it affects all of us, every single one of us. Because if you're going to walk on the street and pretend as if your brother and sister out there you look down at your nose and say, okay, my family is protected. It's not going to happen. It's not, that's not going to cut it, because what is happening is that they will be carrying the virus. So we all have to look out for each other, you know? And
yeah.
I don't know where they can, how they can get that into their skulls, you know?
I don't know.
What measures are you following? I would imagine that you're following all measures to ensure that you and your family are safe.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even when I go into the grocery store, which is something, this is not anything new for me. It's something that I've always done. Like when I go into the store, I always get the disinfectant wipes and wipe down the trolley. And I,
that's right.
If I have to push the door, I push it way up, like to my head level where nobody is
of
pushing
course.
It.
Yes.
That's something that I've
yeah.
always done. And even in my household, every week, I'm always wiping off the doorknobs and the light switches and stuff
the
like that.
The light switches, yeah.
Yeah, so all of that is
then
nothing
remote,
new for me. Just,
all your
yeah.
remotes and everything, you know, you have to do that, or that's how the virus really spreads. It's really, really frightening, Andrea, really frightening. And, you know, because of this, I am really pushing for us all, whoever is living overseas and out here, to contribute, make a contribution to PALS. You know, you can go to my page to see what it's all about, or go to CRSradio.com and make a pledge to contribute something, if it's even a dollar. We really appreciate
yeah.
it, because we would like to train 100 young doctors, because when something like this happen again, whether next year or another 100 years, by then we would have had a lot of doctors and nurses and phlebotomists and all of those persons in training, and then so we won't
mm-hmm.
get caught with our pants down. We need young scientists as well, you know, because
yeah.
you know our race is a very brilliant one.
Oh,
you
yes.
know,
oh,
we're
yes.
a brilliant set of people, you know, so we have
yeah.
to really, really try. What suggestion do you have for our people at this time, Andrea?
Just follow the rules, because guess what? If you don't, it endangers everybody. Wash your hand. And I mean, a lot of Jamaican people don't work, but they just love the street. Stand on your yard. Wash your hands.
Of course, because that's what they say. That's what they say, tan your yard. And that is why I have it
yeah.
as my hashtag, tan your yard. Prime Minister
your
says,
yard,
stay home, tan your yard. Tan your yard, you know.
Stop being like you're a bad man. You're a bad woman, like any virus or disease. You're immune to it. You're not immune to it.
Nobody's immune to it. Nobody's immune, not at all. Nobody's immune to
home.
It at all.
And you know, this is a time where we're like, you know, this virus, everything is for a reason, I always believe. And right
oh, yeah.
now, everybody, it's like this virus just have the entire world at their knees. Like God has said, you know something, we're not going too bad. A time
mm-hmm.
for them, you know, go upon the knees. You understand me? So, I mean, I just don't understand. We just need
can't
to follow the rules. And just be considerate and think of our loved ones, think of ourselves, because if you're the sole breadwinner and you're not around, and when all of this is gone, what is going to happen to your family?
I guess
you're
not thinking, and we really need to put things in place. I don't know how better we can do it to let these people know, let our nation know that it is so serious, and it's not just Jamaica, you know, it's all over.
I know.
So we
all
have
over.
To really, really say it at each step of the way. Take precautionary measures. Take all the precautionary
yeah.
measures. I don't know how else to say it. They've been saying it on the radios, and they've been putting up signs on the TV, and even everywhere you go, you know, persons know. Even the young children know, but you have a set of people who choose to go out there. They choose to go out there and do things. They mingle,
yeah.
they forget themselves, they get excited, they get close to each other. I just can't get it. We just have to pray.
And you know what
we
I
have
think?
To pray. Yeah. Go
you
ahead.
Know what I think?
Yeah.
I think when you have, like, if you have a curfew, so everybody has to be inside by 3 o'clock, unless it's death or, you understand me, necessity, where you have to go to the doctor, whatever. I think these people, they should be thrown in lockup. because you have to make an example of them for people to realize how serious this is and how serious the government is. You know, they're not just doing this because they're in power. They're doing it because it's our country and we want to be safe. Or we want to keep each other safe. It's not because they have the upper hand. You know, you're going to go there and disobey. I don't know. It's just
I
weird.
Don't
I just
know.
Pray
I
that
don't know. We're just hoping some common sense will prevail.
Yeah, because guess what? This too shall pass, you know.
It has to pass. It has to, definitely, most definitely, you know.
I
want to thank all my callers. I thank you so much for calling and listening, Andrea. And you feel free to call any Sunday.
Every Sunday
at 4 year time. And I would like to welcome all those in the chat room as well. I don't know if they can hear me properly, but here, and we'll try my best to deliver. Take good care of yourself and your family, and stay tuned.
You too.
Andrea. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Bye.
All right. Well, we'll just have to listen to some. I hope my nation, all nations, everybody would just get the big picture that's on the wall. Let's hear some music, and I just want to thank everybody.
Yeah!
Good afternoon, caller. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. Welcome to Caribbean Radio Show. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And how are you?
Great. I'm good, thanks. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you. You sound familiar.
Oh, well, if you're Jamaican, I'm Jamaican.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I am a Jamaican.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from? Kingston, Mandeville, Manchester, Clarendon, where?
close to Mandeville.
Okay, me too. From
you
a sleepy
too.
Little hillside. Yes, sleepy little hillside.
Wow.
Right.
I attend Mile Gully High.
It's close to there that I'm from, really. So, what's your name?
It's close. You're close in that area?
Yeah, from the same area. What's your name? You sound familiar.
Wow, and not only that, your voice really sounds familiar. Okay.
Okay.
I am from Ballinor.
That's exactly. Bingo. What's your name?
Well, Maureen Mitchell, they used to call me G.
Oh, that's G? Of course I know you. G, how you doing?
You know me. What?
Where you living now?
I'm living in Virginia.
Okay, so you're right and on target. Welcome to the show, my dear. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
but I'm so excited because you're telling me.
We have to talk.
Do you know me actually?
Yes, we have to talk.
What's your name? Perhaps I know you.
It's Connie.
Connie. I only know one Cons, and that's Connie.
Chiny man. Okay, we have to.
Yes,
but we have limited time, so we have to get into it. That's it. She taught you in school, I would imagine. Let's get cracking with this thing here. How are you doing? How is the coronavirus treating your neck of the wood? It would appear as if I lost my caller. On to the next one. Good afternoon. You're live on the Caribbean Radio Show. Press 1 if you want to talk about the Caribbean, the excitement and the pandemonium and everything that's happening in the world with the pandemic. Good afternoon, caller. Good afternoon. How are you? You're live on Caribbean Radio Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm here, watching this thing float in Jamaica.
Wow. What a pandemic. Oh, you're in Portmore. What's happening in Portmore now? What's happening
there?
Nothing but craziness. Oh, goodness. I heard about
it. And my advice to others is, you're not locked down at this moment, and if you can come out and buy two extra items or something to last you, you understand? Get an extra 5 pounds of flour, extra 5 pounds of sugar, get some bread, put in the freezer. I mean, we can always warm it up. Something, some stuff that can sustain us.
Okay,
you understand?
You're
because
all about
when
the
you
food.
Have to wait to come out, when you have to come out those 2 days, it's rough, man.
Yes.
Especially if you have to do the remittance thing. It's like,
I know. I thank you so much for calling. What advice do you have to give callers and your our nation? Panayayad, right?
Panayayad. You have to come out, stock up from now because I'm seeing a lot down.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, stay focused, my sister, and keep tuning in. Okay, keep tuned in.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. You too. All right. Oh, that was my caller. Good afternoon, Caribbean Radio Station. Press 1 if you want to talk. Press 1 if you want to talk, caller. This is Caribbean Radio Station.
Hi, Connie. It's Peter the Diva. Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, what's happening, Peter? How you doing, my diva?
I'm good. Just checking in on the line. And listening, you're doing a fantastic job, queen.
Oh, thank you so much. I love your programming, dear. Thank you, my sister. Thank you so much. I hope you're keeping safe.
Yes, sending you love and blessings from Texas, and I am in the house, and I am staying to myself and just taking care of the little one, and I'm washing my hands and I'm covering my face. So
yeah,
all is well.
Where in Texas
my end.
Are you? Where in Texas are you?
I am in Killeen, Texas.
Oh, I don't know that
sign of the
word. I have
a sister
in Houston.
It's the
great
place where the Army base is. Okay,
excuse me?
It's where the Army base is. Army base in Fort Hood.
Oh, yes, I got you. Girl,
yeah.
So nice hearing from you. And you keep it locked, keep safe, keep you and your little ones safe. And much, much love going out to you. And it's nice to hear you.
You too, Queen. Blessings. Have a good
one. Okay, my princess. Thanks for calling. Good.
No problem.
That was all the way in Texas. You're live on air, Caribbean Radio Show. Hit one if you want to talk.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, is this Caribbean Radio Show?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes,
good afternoon.
Falling
good evening.
Daddy. Yes, so how are you doing, Connie?
I'm fine. I hear you have a little one there. I hope... I hope you're doing everything. Hi, little one. Hi. Oh, yes.
So
I hope you're doing
everything.
So
we're here in Kingston, Jamaica. You know, we're just getting prepared because we've been hearing a lot of rumors that they might lock down Kingston and St. Andrews shortly.
Oh, I've been
so
hearing it too.
We're just trying to be prepared, getting all the necessary supplies. But the supermarkets, boy, they're empty. They're really empty.
Well, I hear that Grace Kennedy is supposed to have a good supply of stuff. And I mean, I hope we have enough flour and wheat to bake our breads and all buns and stuff, because it would be hell to pay. Hell to pay for if we're out of food.
I think that's going to be the problem that we're going to have. I don't know if there's enough food to supply the demand that's going to be in Kingston.
Well, let's just hope and pray.
Right, we hope it can last much longer.
Yes. You take care of that little one that you have there. Take care of that little one, your family, and sanitize, and do follow protocol. Okay?
All right.
I thank you
so much
for calling and stay tuned. Okay?
All right.
Okay, good. Good caller. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Hit one if you want to talk. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. Hit one if you want to talk. Good afternoon. Hello, caller. Press one on your. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Great to hear. How is it going?
Oh, it's going bad.
All right.
Bad.
You're sad? With all that's happening around us. It's really a sad time. Really, really sad. And that is why I'm telling you. You're calling from Jamaica? Are you a Jamaican? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Jamaican.
Hello?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me? I'm not hearing you well. Can you speak into your phone? You're breaking up.
I'm speaking into my phone.
Okay. Why are you sad? You mean because of everything that's happening around you and you're not able to do anything and you see our people going, acting recklessly? Hello, caller. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. You're live with Connie, your host. Press one if you want to talk. Press one, caller, if you want to talk. This is your Caribbean Radio Show. Press one to speak. Hi. Oh, you're back. Your call was dropped.
I am back.
Yes. We have time left on it. And you said you were calling from Virginia. It's good to know, good to hear. Can't see you, but good to hear you. What are your concerns this evening? What are your concerns this afternoon?
My concern is, I've been watching the news and I see that a few people have been heeding to the warning. But then, I mean, people have been heeding to the warning, but a few people are there who decide, okay, I'm not going to stay in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when that happens, they actually, those are the ones that actually get this disease and spread it around.
Yes, that's
for
real.
And actually take it to their family, and then that's how this disease spreads. So I'm a little concerned about that. The disobedience of some of our people.
Right, right, right. You
and
know,
another thing I want to say is, go ahead.
No, sorry.
I really, really think our Prime Minister is doing a wonderful job.
Thanks on behalf of him. Thank you.
Yes,
and we have to give thanks.
Yes. And so I'm actually very proud of Jamaicans because they have heeded the warning, and if they did not, it could be worse. And so I'm giving thanks for
that. As it is now, we are a bit concerned because the caller before you mentioned about rumors of locking down. I'm not sure about that, but we can only heed the warning, buy food, buy the necessary things to stay at home and keep sanitizing, wear your mask if you have to go out. And because it is going to be a pandemonium if we don't heed.
Yes.
Because
but not only that, I was listening to the caller and I was wondering, with all that is going on, I'm wondering if a lot of people are not listening to the news. Because we should not wait until a place is closed down before we actually, unless it's money issue, unless we have a financial issue, we should not actually wait until the government have to say that the place is shut down before we go and buy our liquor things, because we're supposed to be inside anyway.
Because it happened last week. Last week it so happened that we had a crisis where the Prime Minister, you know, one parish is totally locked off, the St. Catherine Parish, and persons were frantic. They were going to and fro seeking, and the supermarkets were stormed.
Speaking about St. Catherine, you know, I do not know if our people are not educated enough to know that if something like this happened, we should stay in our homes instead of actually running out. When we run out of our house, where are we going, actually?
And it was in the night, and you're spreading it.
Of course.
Based on what I heard.
And not only that, I am here in Virginia, and I'm against the people that went on that flight on the 18th. I think it was the 18th, when the Prime Minister was calling for everybody to come in. And they knew themselves that they had to know that they come on the flight on the 18th of that month. And then they did not go in. And they are the one that caused, if we have a bigger problem than the one we have now, those are the people that cause it.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That is so true. So true, Matt.
It's sad for me to say it. Really sad for me to say it. But if they know themselves and they knew that they come on the plane, I am thinking that our country should charge them for it.
I see they're going to be charged. I see the lines are dashboard is lighting up. I just want to I would like you to go to my page or go to the CRS Radio. Go to crsradio.com for details and make a pledge towards our 100 doctors that we want to give scholarships to. You can call me off the air about that. If it's even a dollar. Thank you.
Yes,
and you have a wonderful time, my sister. Stay tuned.
You too,
okay? Good.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Okay. Good evening. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. This is your knowledge station. Hit one if you want to talk. Good evening, caller. Hello. Good evening, caller. Good evening. Can you hear me? I can hardly hear you. Can you speak into the phone? You're live on Caribbean Radio. Hello? Somebody is trying to get me, but the call has dropped. Don't know what's happening exactly, but would you like to hear some reggae? Just give you some lovely reggae music from probably one of those oldies, like Desmond Dekker and the Aces, to like.
Never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make you puppy, you bitter boy. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water?
Caribbean Radio Show. Welcome back. Welcome back from that reprieve. I would just like to let you folks know that this virus is extremely serious, as it is now in Jamaica. The count is 173 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Jamaica. 173. This is really frightening because these figures tend to jump quickly. Once it starts that spread, it is so very, very crucial that persons stay home, tan your yard, and do whatever you have to do and obey Prime Minister and whoever it is that they're the Minister of Education, the Ministry of Health, all the ministers, tan your yard and listen to what is being said. Please, please. As it is now, we have 34 imported cases, 25 that are imported related. 25 cases that are imported related. And it goes on and on and on. Call my show, Caribbean Radio Show. I'm live. This is Connie Live. Call the radio show. As I was saying, we have 25 that are imported related, 6 that are local transmission with no link at all to the disease. 14 that are contacts of cases not linked. And 6, we still have 6 under investigation. You know? So call our show and let us talk about it. Back to the music. We had Desmond Dekker picture on the wall. Let's hear Freddie Mackay picture hanging on the wall. No, straight 661. 661. Hold on. 661. as a girl need to take heed. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Hit one to call. Press one on your button to call, to speak. Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Welcome, sir. Good evening, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Yes, welcome. I'm not bad.
Good to hear you. What's on your mind? What's on your mind this afternoon? How is the virus affecting you? Community.
I'm calling. Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing. You're live.
Hello?
Yes, you're live. You're live.
Okay,
yes.
Good to have. Thank you. Good to have. Happy to be here.
Yes.
I'm calling as president of the business community in Portmore.
Okay.
And yes, and
that's Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Walker. Oh, welcome,
yes,
Mr. Walker. I watched your show.
Yes.
It was great.
Okay.
Very
thank
informative.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I am here to express my deep concern in what is taking place in the Portmore community.
Okay.
And that we are virtually under lockdown just now, and it has been extremely of great concern to the business community because. A number of business community operators' lives are threatened because we just don't know what the future holds, and we are anxious to get some directive from the government on the way forward, because if the thing continue, the lockdown continue indefinite, then I'm not sure what will happen to some of the business operators who is more or less operating on the hedge, bank loans to pay, staff to pay, and all the expenses that keep occurring, and just a very, very tight cash flow they're operating on. So we're not sure what is happening. There's so much uncertainty.
So excuse me, Mr. Walker. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is just gonna be happening in the Portmore, St. Catherine area? What do you think? I heard rumors that they have in Kingston and other places that they are looking at as well. So do you think a total lockdown is imminent?
Well, we have a total. Well, we have a total, you would say, lockdown now, because we are only allowed Wednesdays and Saturdays in which to shop. Because what has happened is that one of the call center company has been identified as a massive situation where a number of employees has been tested positive.
Wow, that is problem, big problem.
That has forced
very big problem.
The government to take this action, and we're not sure because they're not finished with the testing to, of course, ascertain exactly how much of the 750 employees as the virus.
Yes,
so,
that's a whole lot, you know. That's a whole lot.
Yes, so the...
I see.
I believe
that it's spreading. It's going to be spreading all over. So they have done the lockdown in stages because they had it in another community in Clarendon where they had lockdown, and they opened back that section and they opened St. Thomas, and now it's St. Catherine. But I heard about people moving out of St. Catherine to go to other parishes, which might pose a problem. Gonna pose a problem to other folks, you know.
I've heard a rumor. I've seen some social media report on it, I cannot say for sure if it is in fact so.
If that was so, yes. Already,
you know.
Okay.
You see, what has happened is that it has caused a tremendous amount of panic in the Portmore community arising from this Alarico company with its employees, so many being identified as positive. Eh? So
that is where,
and in addition to that, remember now that all of these people would shop in various malls in the Portmore community.
So I would imagine that it was sanitized?
Yes.
Did they manage to sanitize?
Well, some areas, some malls, the Portmore Mall had a major, was sanitized. I'm not sure about the other malls. So, you know, this is one of the major concerns that as a business community organization that we are concerned, because we want to get back. We want to get back up to start operating.
And you know something, not to cut you, Mr. Walker, not to cut you. It reminds me of that, as I said to your caller before, that pandemic, that influenza, when persons disobeyed and they went out to on the streets of San Francisco, I think it was, and the pandemic started all over. I would like to think that we want to ensure that everything is safe before we go back out. And I think also it is a matter of educating our people and learning from now to educate them and to educate youngsters to be young doctors as well. And they are giving away 100 scholarships to two young health professionals in Jamaica. But you'd have to go to the website, crsradio.com group, a company to donate. Even if it's a dollar, it goes toward a worthy cause, because they're trying to uplift our country and to give back. They give scholarships every year, you know, because we need to educate our young people more. We need more literacy, because all of this running round and round and in circles. I see what's happening as well, and I can understand your frustration, because other persons in Kingston as well, they have locked down. The banks are closed as well. Did you know that? A few banks have closed their doors. Manor Park, Harper Tree, First Caribbean, NCB.
Oh, yes. Quite a few banks.
Quite a few banks
has been closed. And you know, business activity is really at a low right now. And remember, you know, that no country, a country is dependent on the economy rolling, employment going, and to keep families together. I mean, when you have families not earning, then you know it's just not good for the country, and that won't help us at all, because at the end of the day, we don't know. The question of crime could be one thing come up on the agenda that we have to be careful about. So we really have to ensure that all of us have to be disciplined. My suggestion and my thought is that I would like to see the people understand the danger of this virus. Take it seriously. We have not found a vaccine for it. Let us play by the rules and to ensure that we do what we're instructed to do. We all know by now that social distancing is a must.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and so on. But I am not seeing that taking place in most places at all.
How can we instill that in persons? Do you think if we got the entertainers more involved and getting them to push it out there more, social distancing, washing hands. We have to think of everything because we have to save lives. We don't want what's happening in other countries to happen here. Jamaica is too small for that, you know? Much, much too small for that.
Well, you know, I would want to support you as far as the entertainers is concerned. I mean, they carry a very large influence in the community.
Yes,
so,
do.
You know, if one could get them on board to spread the message in a positive way,
that's
what
right.
they are trying to achieve, I believe that it would have an effect on the country. So, you
yeah.
know, yes, I think the entertainers are one that we could look to drive
right.
the message, you know. Yes, yes. But
we have
as
to,
it is now, go ahead, yeah?
Yeah, we have to, we really have to train. We have to train these people and educate them. I do in my own way, and, you know, as the president of the of that area, you, I'm sure you are trying to do your best, you know, and it's really painful to see a large community closed because of this virus, and St. Catherine is really a very large community, and I mean, a lot of persons work in Kingston, hence the highway and the freeway that they have built. It's really, 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 people don't see like Linstead and Spanish Town or St. Catherine. Portmore, Greater Portmore is so large. A lot of professionals are there coming over to work. And, you know, it's such a sad thing that business is literally on a halt right now. We have to do everything
yes.
that we can to
yes, we have the largest concentration of professionals in
right.
Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, to close the community down like this where they can't move, right? It's not helping the country. And we are so concerned about the whole question of information coming through to us as to the status of the virus now, right? I think if we can get that coming to us so we know exactly how we can plan around it, it would go a far way in sort of
yes.
putting us in a more comfortable zone, you know?
Like, yes.
So
the last I heard, you know, Mr. Walker, sorry, the last I heard it was 173 confirmed cases. Did you hear that?
Yes, we are aware of that, but we are of the opinion that that number
yeah, more.
Could be higher.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I
yes,
think so too.
They have not completed their testing and you know, so we're still awaiting some sort of information as to the full status of the Portmore community, which is my
media. You're saying sorry, Mr. Walker,
mm-hmm.
you're saying we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. You're saying that the concern about the status, but we don't want a spread of this virus. So what advice would you give to people, persons now while they're at home, not able to move, to go out to work or to do anything? How can we stem the flow? How can we stop this virus from spreading further? What can we do? We are all in a boat, one boat, all of us, one big family. We have to look out for each other. What can we do? What can we do? Well, I know for the future we are planning to. We would like to see our young people get ahead, as I said before, and become doctors and health professionals. And as we speak, they're giving away 100 scholarships, but we need support. So we need donation or pledge, $1, $5, anything, because yearly this is done. But more than ever, we need young doctors. But in the meanwhile, what can we do to stem the spread of this thing here? Can you think of anything that we can do? I mean, they have placards and they have... Yes, go ahead.
Well, let me tell you, we have to just play by the rules. the buzzword is Tanner Yard. No, Tanner
Yard.
Yes. Because guess what? If you have the virus and you're at home and it's not bad, you will weather the storm, you know. Right?
Yes, indeed. I agree.
If you're out there and you keep mixing and so on, and this is why I am so concerned about, you know, the people not playing by the rules and understanding about the social distancing and so on. They must.
Yes.
Right? And
the asymptomatic ones are the problem too. You're not showing
exactly.
It and you're showing up everywhere, infecting everybody.
Exactly. This is what is happening. And until we really understand and realize our role and responsibility, that all of us has a role to play to ensure that we try to kill this monster as quickly as possible. Then I mean,
never seen anything like this.
Oh no, we are in uncharted waters. We are none of us has experienced this before, and I mean this is new for us. And the fact of the matter is that we just have to keep talking to each other and keep
We learn from each other things to do and what not to do.
I'm pretty much it's good news to hear about the scholarships that is going to be who's going to be offering these scholarships.
It's coming from the operator of the CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. It's a group called Palace. And you could go to my website to see it, or the Caribbean Radio Show. You go to www.crsradio.com to check it out.
Yeah.
And make your contribution.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Yes.
I,
it doesn't matter
I'll
how much. Because they are small scholarships, you know. But it helps.
Right.
These scholarships help these youngsters. Because, you know, in our country, sometimes they need a dollar to help them along the way, and it's just not done. These monies are paid over to the institutions, you know, to fund these youngsters.
Oh,
right.
I think that's a fabulous gesture, and I will follow up to see what contribution we can make either from the chamber or so. You know, I think that's
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep in touch with you and remind you of who I am, and then we can take it from there. I'll give you further information on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's really, really nice
okay.
talking to you, and we all have to hang in there and remember that we are our brother's keeper, you know? We have to remember that and look out for each other and help each other, because there's no way we can weather this storm on our own. It's a lot of fear going on, and we just have to try and be brave about this thing here.
We need all hands on deck. Yes.
Everybody. I was speaking to one of those health professionals last night, and he said, I asked him if he were afraid, and he said, no, he doesn't fear what he doesn't know about. But he's willing and ready to work, to really work. And another of our Jamaicans that we lost to North Carolina nurse, he is there at the front of the battlefield, working hard, you know. So we just have to pray them up and big them up and really, really remember that we do serve a God. We do. And it's only Him alone can help us out of this mess here. Him alone.
Wow.
And we have to do what we have to do to help ourselves, of course. We can't be like an idiot and sit and say, okay, the Lord will provide or give. We have to do. Because we know we have knowledge, we get the knowledge of what to do to fight this monster. You know?
Well, I agree. And we just have to, the people who are fighting to keep us alive on the battlefront, we just have to see them as heroes. And
of course they are. They are
to
heroes.
Pray for them
they
and,
are
and,
heroes.
Yes.
Yes, they are heroes, you know.
Right. Right, right. Yeah, well, you know, the fight goes on.
Yes.
And we can't give up.
Not at all, and not at all, not at all. And we have to really, each one encourages the other. So, because it's a time that people can get really depressed, you know, being at home doing nothing, can't go out. Some people live alone. We have to remember to be helpful to each other. Check on your neighbors from a distance, of course, where you can give a care package or two, you do it. But, and remind persons, because a lot of persons don't understand, you know, you're going on, I was at the gas station yesterday, and that young lady didn't have on a mask or anything, and she has to deal with a lot of persons. So I had to talk to her, and she said that, oh, she can't breathe properly, so I was instructing her from afar, of course, and she promised to go get a kerchief or something to put on her face, you know? So...
Well, I am hoping that, boy, you know, very soon we all will understand, you know, what we ought to do just to survive, because that's what we're talking about right now.
Survival is the name of the game.
Yes,
that is what we are talking about. Because this thing will drive you crazy if you are not careful. You have to be strong. You have to be strong. And as I say, persons are getting so depressed and even locked up in their house, crying, literally crying. You know? Oh my goodness.
Well, as I said, this is why we have to be our brother's keeper.
Yes.
You know? Now is not the time that you figure that you are an island. You have to reach out.
Of course you have to do that.
You must, yeah. So that, you know, where you can lift somebody up, you try and do that.
Right.
It's so important. Right. It's just a challenging period for us. And I'm just hoping that we will come out of this one much stronger than we were.
I'm sure that we'll get a wealth of knowledge. I'm sure that we will all learn from this, you know. We will all have to learn from this. Even the young babies will remember this time in their lives when they have to be locked down, you know. They're not used to it. And I'm wondering how parents are managing, as it is now, being locked down. How are persons really managing? Because, you know, you have some companies where people work from home and they have children to take care of as well. How do they manage that? That's what I'm wondering. Because I would love to hear from somebody who has children at home having to deal with them while they
are
working.
It's all a new ground for everyone.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and as the discussion continues, that all will be seeing life in a new way going forward.
Right.
Because, as I say, this is something that none of us has experienced before. So, you know, it's going to call on us to do things differently. And I'm sure that we're going to come out of it a much better nation.
Learning a lot,
you know,
I'm
hopeful.
One thing I know, Mr. Walker, when we get out of this, persons will be squeaky clean, and they will become so accustomed to washing hands that they will want to wash hands at the drop of a hat. Whatever they do, they have to wash hands. They want to wash their hands. Which is not a bad thing at all.
I agree. Life won't be the same. You'll find that there are some new things now that all of us is going to take on, that, I mean, will be a part of our life as we go on.
And manners are having manners, you know. If people, whereas in public, persons used to cough and sneeze as they like without thinking of the other person. Excuse my language, but one of my doctors said to me, he said, a very out of order friend said to him, you know, doc, it is not illegal to fart in public now, but it's illegal to sneeze and cough. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
Yes, they're gonna be huge improvement, I think, you know, attitude. You know,
yes, and towards each other.
Yes, I have no doubt that. I mean, and this is why I'm confident that at the end of the day, it can only make us a better country, that we recognize, you know, the experience we all went through, and continue to strive to ensure that we support each other, be kind, be cordial, and be helpful. And let me tell you, I would not want to leave without reminding that our senior citizens, right? Senior citizens, we must be passionate and careful, you know, for them. Because yesterday, my wife and I went to the pharmacy, and there's an old lady who had a prescription, and that prescription was costing her $23,800.
Wow. Yes.
No, yes. We were blown out of the water, because she came to the pharmacy with a stick, and when I asked her how you got this prescription, this was given to her by a doctor. So the point is that there's no system in place for the age. And these are some of the things that we're going to have to seriously look at, to see how can we protect these people that in the golden years, that, I mean, you know, they are being protected. No, she's saying that she doesn't know. Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Walker, but they do have the National Health Fund program, that is one, and they also have a program for the elderly, 50 and over, where you pay insurance, you know, but if the help, probably she don't even have help to purchase it. You pay every quarter.
She hasn't, when I asked her, I said, how you survive and so on, she's saying, boy, she's just living and to mouth. I mean, she has no health fund. I mean, and this is the point I'm making, that these people, somebody must help them. They need help. Right?
Yes.
They need to be channeled in the right and proper way, where you can help them and to guide them in the right direction, because she hasn't got a clue what is happening, right?
Oh my God.
How can a doctor give an elderly person a prescription that costs $23,800?
An elderly person.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. You see,
very unfortunate.
And this is my concern as well for these aged people who have given service to their country, and you know, expect that at least they'll get back something from their country, but I don't know. I mean, it was sad speaking to that lady yesterday.
Oh my goodness! So
yes,
how did she manage?
Right.
Is there any way that she could get help?
Well, I didn't get to speak to her for too long. When I left the pharmacy, she came behind me and she said, "Sir, I don't have a bus here to go home."
Oh my God!
And you know, I gave her a bus fare. But I'm saying, when I do, I said, my God, if I had the time, I would spend some time with her and to find out if she have any family, or you know, where she living and so on. But I didn't get the opportunity to speak with her, because I was running against time, you know. In Portmore, we have a 2-hour window. And,
I had to make use of it.
Yeah, right. But this is some of the things that is taking place that a lot of people don't know about.
Yes.
You know?
I know. It's a serious, at a time like now, you know, I can't emphasize how much we have to ensure that you have proper medication, the supply of it, like a 2 month period, and food, basic food items in your house. You know, that's what the people need to know. Turn your hand and make fashion. Corn corn meal and saltfish and coconut milk and rice and gungo saltfish, rundown saltfish. You don't have to, you can do vegetable in coconut sauce. I eat it, do stuff with it. I had a client one time, a customer who told me, she owned a pharmacy, and she said to me, when she had to make sacrifice with her house, by her house, and to operate her pharmacy, she said it was cabbage that she used. She curry cabbage, fried cabbage, steam it, every day was cabbage, and nobody knew. She had four different dresses to wear to church for the month, and that was it, until her business grew. So people need to know how to turn them and make fashion. Neighbors need to look out for neighbors and help the elderly. And that is something else we have to go really, really and go on a campaign about. We have this week here, we have to go on a campaign. I have to go on a campaign about that.
Really? Yes.
About mine.
Well, I can tell you that now more than any time before, it's going to require all of us to be creative. Right? Those of us who... Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Walker. I'm hearing you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing you.
Those of us who have some time on our hands now, we'll have to use it wisely.
Yes.
We're going to have to be creative. We're going to have to think outside of the box. Right?
Of course. Yes.
You know, look at our own personal lives and see what we need to do to improve it.
Exactly.
Right? You know, and how can we make our own family better. So you see, it's about now an opportunity to think and to be creative and to see how best at the end of the day we can tell ourselves that the time spent, it was spent wisely, and we were able to achieve something.
Achieve something. I hear a lot of persons say that. I hear a lot of persons say that this is the time. You look into yourself and the things that you always want to do but didn't get a chance, so you didn't have the time. You have no excuse now, because given the fact that we have to stay indoors, don't stay and be frustrated. Don't kill yourself. Don't tear out your hair. Lots of things in the house you can do. For all you ladies, learn to sew. Learn to cook.
Yeah.
Learn to clean up. I mean, you could always spring clean. You could spring clean every day, because I'm sure we have junk that we need to get out of our lives. Share with somebody something, you know. And if you have business, you could set about doing different business plan. And, you know, who always wanted to read, have time to read. You know, get into yourself, look into yourself, seek for your personal happiness. And while you're at it, you're keeping yourself safe. Use the phone to keep in touch with people. So those are some of the things, you know. I'm sure you're going to have another meeting, town hall meeting or something, where you can always let persons know, because they listen. People watch the television and they listen. So they'll be able to get a wealth of knowledge from you, you know. I can hear the concern in your voice. And I know that you really, really care about, you have a passion for your community and the world at large, because I've watched you and I've listened to you and I'm very impressed. I thank you so very much for coming on to this program. And before we go, is there anything you want to say to the country at large? You know, anything apart from tanning your yard?
Well, it is my hope that we will see this monster behind us as quickly as possible. And as I say, I must remind the country, we must play by the rules. In other words, what I'm saying here now, what we are asked to do, the things we are asked to do in order to keep on top of this thing, we must try and do it. Let's not go outside and do our own thing and expect that we're going to achieve the objective. So I just want to close to tell you that and to say to the country that, look, let's continue to play by the rules and ensure that we do the things that will keep us healthy.
Yes, I thank you so much. And before you go, Mr. Walker,
yes,
there is one,
yes,
item that I would like to impress on you as well. There's a gentleman, you know, did you hear about that farmer in Falmouth? And he had to dispose of his birds, and he has crates and crates upon crates of eggs. We have to try and see what we can do to get rid of those eggs. It's $500 a flat he has them for, you know, and a flat is 2.5 dozen, so... 2.5 dozen. I don't know if somehow you could get words around and, you know, to have them order for the communities for them to come in. You could organize, talk with your mayor or something to help this man, because he has lost this billions of dollars, millions of dollars. I think I saw him on TV he said it was close to $1 billion worth of loss.
Yes.
So
I saw the news.
Yes.
And I believe that it is so sad that I am confident that Jamaicans, I think, is going to rally to his cause and to see how best they can, you know, purchase some of his stock.
Yes, there's a post going around with his number. 876-990-5473. His name is Mark Campbell. I'm sure these eggs shouldn't go to waste. Should not go to waste. It's because of the close down of the hotel industry. You know, it has caused a lot of problem with the farmers, you know, not being able to get to order these supplies they normally order from these farmers. The hotels, the workers are gone home. The suppliers, the farmers are not able to supply them. So I noticed where the vegetables, we got vegetables and fruits from the RADA people, because they stepped in and they helped. Ministry of Agriculture stepped in and decided to help all the farmers. So that has been going well. So we need to help this Eggman as well. So you can pass around the word in your community for
okay.
What it's worth.
I saw it, and it's sad, and I'm hoping that Jamaicans will rally in support to try and do whatever they can to help him, you know, to sort of see how far he can go in getting rid of some of these stock that he has.
Yes, yes.
So I the information that you gave, you know, I've taken it down, and you know, I will do some follow up to see how things are coming on with him. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Very, very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. You know?
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I imagine
your business,
you have business as well. All business persons in Portmore and Greater Portmore, in Spanish Town. I noticed that the supermarkets are the ones that are really, really rampant and out of control, and even the pharmacies. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, the commerce in Portmore is virtually halt. You mentioned about the central service operator, the supermarkets and the pharmacies. they are the ones now that has the 2-day window.
Right.
Everything.
Everybody else is closed.
It's closed. So I mean, commerce is really down now, and this is why I'm hoping really that you know, the sooner we can get back up to being in operation, to get people out. We're not sure about the staff that some of us have, how they are going to be compensated right now. You see, I mean, again, there's no provision in place, I mean, to compensate them. So,
yeah. It's really sad.
You know,
and I know they're giving some kind of stimulus, but that will tide over for a period of time. I guess they were hoping that we would not have had a spread and it would have just lasted for a short while. And everything was really, really going well until things went bad because of one person. I sympathize, really and truly.
My knowledge of this stimulus, it's really not going to reach everybody, you know.
No, it can't.
It's more a limited situation, and some of us will not be caught in the net. We'll be outside of it.
Right.
So you know, it means that it's going to be a huge challenge for us. When things get back to a normal situation. Well, I can't even tell you about normal, but hopefully that we will get started and take things from there, you know?
Okay. Mr. Walker, I'm sorry. You mentioned earlier about the Chamber of Commerce or yourself. I could give you a website if you have pen and paper to take it down for Palace for the scholarship contribution for the students in need that we're going to donate to. It's www.palas.
What's the info? Go ahead. Let me see if I can.
It's www.palas1.org.
One sec. www.
Yes. Dot.
Uh-huh.
P-A-L-A-S palace1.org. You can read up about it, or as I said, you go to the CSR radio.
No, I just want to get some clarity. P-A-L-A-S.
Yes, P-A-L-A-P. P, as in pat.
P.
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
P-A-L-A-S1.org.
Yeah.
O-R-G. Uh-huh. Yes. And you can also go to the CSRradio.com group. That page, you can go on that page and scroll through, and you will see it. And you'll see all who have contributed, and you could make a suggestion to the Chamber of Commerce as well. It's a good idea to help our young people, and we really need to encourage young, intelligent minds to stay focused. And with what has happened here now, we need our doctors. We need doctors and nurses, phlebotomists, everybody in the health field, you know, because some of our best nurses and doctors are gone away. And we are here now with this crisis, and we have to make do with what we have. It's a lucky thing that we are a nation that produces some of the best, some of the very best.
Well, you know, anything that has to do with education,
that is
what we talk about, empowerment. So,
right.
You know, I would urge all of us who can make a contribution in this regard.
To do so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Companies and all of that, because it has affected all of us. I hear my little daughter saying that she's going to be a doctor. You know, it's so sad what is happening. My little granddaughter.
Yes.
Says she wants to be a doctor. Yes.
Okay.
So we have to encourage
her. She must be given all the support.
Ex- Exactly, exactly. So you see where I'm coming from.
Yes, yes.
Well, Mr. Walker, it's nice talking to you, and I hope that you and your family stay safe. And of course, it's hard to keep your hands out of your face, but we have to try and remember and follow protocol. Encourage all around.
Well, this is what I speak about, you know, that we have to try now and to be more disciplined in what we do, right? The things we used to do that is not so good, we have to change that. So let's hope that we will get good habits now and as life goes on.
Okay. You have a very good afternoon and all the very best to your household.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, nice talking to you, and feel free to call any Sunday, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
That was
good.
That was a very, very interesting caller, and we haven't got much time left, but for what it's worth, I am going to play one little more music for you before I leave. It's called, let me see now, which one should I play for you? Which one should I play for you to just give it a lively ending, you know? We've come to the end of our show, and I thank everybody who participated. I thank for all those in the chat room. I thank for all those who just merely tuned in or they went on the website. Thank you so much for calling. And remember, Tanaya Yard, all people all over the world, Tanaya Yard, take the necessary precautions and keep your hands clean. Thank you. Thank you.